From 90.7 News, I'm Nicole Creston at 7:21. NASA's Orion spacecraft launched successfully just a few minutes ago at 7:05 on its historic test flight. High winds and a handful of technical problems scrubbed yesterday morning's launch attempt, but now the first new NASA spacecraft in a generation is on its unmanned mission. 90.7's Amy Green is at Kennedy Space Center where she witnessed the launch. Amy, is there relief, a celebration? What's the mood like where you are?
That's right, Nikki. As you said, Orion lifted off just after sunup this morning from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station and disappeared behind low-hanging clouds soon after takeoff. The launch took place at 7:05 a.m. as scheduled. As you said, it was scrubbed yesterday after a morning full of delays because of weather, technical issues, and a boat that was believed to be in restricted water around Cape Canaveral. The weather this morning actually was a little less favorable than it was yesterday, and as a matter of fact, a rain shower moved through the area shortly before takeoff, but that wasn't enough to affect the launch. Orion is NASA's first new spacecraft since the shuttle. Today is its first unmanned test mission. It'll orbit the Earth twice, traveling farther than the International Space Station, 15 times farther than the International Space Station. It'll splash down in the Pacific Ocean. NASA bills this as mankind's first step toward Mars.